Too Much Rock podcast number 568. I'm your host, Sid Souter, recording next to a stream in Great Smoky Mountains National Park. So much for high fidelity there, but the music will be good, I promise. We started things off this week with a track from the Tallies from Toronto. The song is called Not So Proud. It's on the band's self-titled album, which came out in 2019 on K9 Records. A friend says that band reminds him a lot of the Sundays, and I definitely hear that. I don't know if there's great hooks on that album, but there's just a great sound through and through. We're going to continue on with some good music today, so strap in. I got a track here by Linda Ronstadt. It's a cover of Girls Talk.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Riverside. We just heard from the 7 and 6 with the song The Wonder. That's on the band's debut EP, EP number 1. Handy title there. Released just last week, July 20th. Self-released there. I think it's available on CD, or maybe it's CDR, but it's definitely available digitally, and that's how I got my copy. That's the project of Lisa Michaels and Tom Richards, based out of Long Beach, California. You know Lisa Michaels from so many power pop bands. She's an industry into herself. Great EP. If you like that song, you're going to like the whole thing. It's power pop. And before that, we heard from Linda Ronstadt with the song Girls Talk. That was from her new wave album, 1980s Mad Love. It featured, I don't know, three Elvis Costello covers, including that one there, a couple of songs by the Cretones, and some songs that very much bit on Blondie. It was well-received at the time, though the critics didn't like it a bit. I think you can find a used copy. I found a beautiful used copy just last week, so happy to have picked that one up. It's a fun listen. Anyway, we're going to continue on here. Here's a track by The Fingers. The song is called Lights for Angela.
There's a light at night for Angela. Young Maddie's got things to do. He wrote a letter saying, I'll be there when you come on home. Come on home. Come on home.
game day, and I've gotta be strong. Game day splayed out on the lawn. It's May Day in the siren song. Now there ain't no losing at all.
Continue the power pop theme there. That is a Star Collector with the song Game Day, title track from their album that came out February 15th of this year on Clockwise Records. That band based out of Vancouver, BC. Just a very through-and-through power pop album there. If you like that track, you're going to like that album. And before that, we heard from the Finkers with the song Lights for Angela, a band from Melbourne, Australia. That's from a 2003 EP called Stance, which came out on Pop Boomerang. I don't know why I picked that one up. I enjoy all the songs, but what brought me to a 2003 EP from a band from Melbourne, Australia? Only the internet knows. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week, I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. I'm going to shift gears just a little bit here and give you a track by Love Burns. This one's called Say What You Mean.
Young and romantic, he moves through the crowd. Dressed like a dandy, he draws all the skies. He doesn't care, no, he gives not one whit. Call out the gods, baby, this doesn't fit. This town is too small. This town is driving me wild. You're not who you should be. You should pack your bag. You should leave here today. Neanderthal brains, they can't quite comprehend. Someone is different, so you must pretend to be what you're not, so that you can fit in. Give up that game, baby, don't let the wind. This town is too small. This town driving me wild. You're not who you should be. You should pack your bag. You should leave here today. If that's what they see you are, but you're not. They try to describe you, but what have they got? Nothing to say, no ideas at all. Clueless as usual and crying for a fall. This town is too small. This town is driving me wild. You're not who you should be. You should pack your bag. You should leave. Yes, I still believe in you. Yes, I still believe in you.
if I planned these things better, I'd have like a throwback track every week, and that track there could have served that purpose this week. That is The Connells with 1934 from the band's debut, Darker Days, released in 1986 on Black Park Records, a band from Raleigh, North Carolina, a band I should know a lot more about, but I just really don't. So I was happy when I saw that re-release of their first album, picked that up without knowing much, and I don't know, it sounds really derivative. I'm sure it sounded very different in 1986. I don't know. I need to explore more. That is the answer. More Connells for me. Before that, we heard from Love Burns with the song Say What You Mean. That's on the album She Will Leave Unless, or I guess it's a three-song digital-only EP, self-released on Calico Cat Records by Phil Sutton, who leads that project, and a number of other jangly pop, dream poppy, shoegazy sort of twee bands around that New York City area. Anyway, I'm out of time. I need to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock, podcast number 568, Riverside edition, evidently. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Sid Much Rock. Let's see. Looking at the concert calendar, I, as you know, am not in Kansas City, so I'm not keeping up so well with what's going on. But I do see in August some shows coming up. Jason Isbell at Azure Amphitheater on the 3rd. Tanya Tucker at Knuckleheads on the 6th. On the 7th, Black Creatures at Lemonade Park or Tech 9 at KC Live. On the 10th, Rancid and Dropkick Murphys at the venue which shall not be named. On the 12th, Slater Kinney indoors at the Midland. On the 14th, Jorge Reyna is at Lemonade Park with some friends. That'll be a good show. On the 15th, Juliana Hatfield is playing the venue which shall not be named with the other people who are really the headliners, but not for me. It'll always be Juliana Hatfield. Call me. On the 17th, John Vanderslice playing a house show. You know the drill there. Look it up. See if you can get in. On the 20th, Mana at Odds at the Record Bar. On the 21st, Deicide at the Riot Room. On the 26th, Descendants are at Liberty Hall in Lawrence. On the 27th, Elvis Costello at the Uptown. 29th, Joan Jett and Cheap Trick are coming to Starlight. I've never seen that bill, though it seems to come through every year. And the 31st, Waxahachie playing that sold-out show at Knuckleheads. Or at least it was sold out. I don't know how COVID works. Maybe more tickets have been released, maybe less. I don't know. Is it getting better? Is it getting worse? Who knows? And that's about it. There's nothing new on the website. No new photos or videos because I've been traveling, and I'm not going to apologize for that. It's been lovely. I'm going to play one more song for you here, a track by local Kansas City band Hipshot Killer. The song is I'm Not Alone, and it leads a new 7-song digital EP called Guns and Gas, which the band just put out themselves last week on July 23rd. It is full of the sort of power punk that the band has always traded in. And so enjoy this one. Rock out. This is I Am Not Alone by Hipshot Killer. Thank you very much. We'll talk again next week.
gas. Guns and gas. Guns and gas will make me give it all.